Lent 2024. Refresh. March 27th, by Sister Norma Pimentel.
Woe to us that we cannot do better. As I think back to this past summer, the days were extremely hot, as most days are in South Texas. I was visiting Pastor Silva at Senda de Vida, a refugee shelter in Reynosa, Mexico. I was helping him with the crowds of people outside the shelter who wanted to go inside. The shelter was already above capacity with more than 2,000 immigrants inside, and outside were several thousands more asking for help and wanting to get out of the scorching sun. Both Pastor Silva and I were outside with the desperate crowd. A Haitian father at the front screamed at me, "We're suffering in this extreme heat." I looked at him in the eyes and said, "I know. I'm out here with you. And I am also hot. I know you are all hurting. This is why I am out here with you, listening to you and concerned for you." I invited him inside to sit and talk. While we found a brief refuge from the sun, we also found time to refocus the situation and talk about what we could do to help. How many of us consider ourselves good people because we go to church on Sundays, put some money in the basket, possibly help out at a soup kitchen, or do similar good deeds? All of this is good, but could we possibly do more? Are we overlooking the harsh reality of the many who suffer in our community because of extreme poverty? Are we overlooking the many victims of social injustice who are struggling to survive the day-to-day demands of life? People who find themselves struggling to eat, to bathe, to find a job, to find housing, to enjoy this beautiful life because they are afraid of who might hurt them or of having the basic needs to be okay. It is not until we put ourselves in their shoes, right there in the same space where they are, that we will feel the heat, see up close their hurting faces, or simply get close, as Pope Francis reminds us, so that we can better understand the pain they may be experiencing. It is in their presence that we may ask, "Is it I, Lord, who has failed to see you among those who are suffering and so have betrayed you?" As you look to refresh yourself in the presence of Jesus during this Holy Week, remember to take time to be present with someone who you may come across who is possibly homeless or an immigrant in the streets of the city. Invite them to sit down and chat. Embrace their story. It is a beautiful way to refresh your faith in Jesus.
We're Catholic Theological Union, a graduate school of theology and ministry in Chicago, committed to Christ's good news of justice, love, and peace. Whether you're studying the Bible, liturgy, or pastoral ministry, CTU students are a transformative force for good in the church and the world. Learn more at ctu.edu/ISN.